very easy. It's simply a moment of releasing any distraction. And in fact, it's very helpful for all of us. So when you've accumulated energies, or you've had like really difficult conversations or difficult afflictive emotions, anger, fear, jealousy, guilt, whatever it may be, they're just reminding all of us to assume our natural position. In other words, we're really masters and we're learning how to master our consciousness. So if you don't like what you see, if you don't like what you feel, if you don't like what is in front of you, allow yourself that moment of full releasing in order to establish grace. So I actually thought I was fine, but I feel so much better now. And that just took seconds. So how you do that is you really simply prioritize your light. So we're used to just thinking the way to get through the day is boogie, like do. And we don't always focus on our higher intuitive, our higher ascended essence that is congratulating us, that is welcoming us, that is calling us, that is beckoning us, that is quickening us. So it's simply a matter of attitude adjustment. In other words, to release anything unlike light, and then to call on the light. And so when you call on the light, it's just like the way I would call my dog. The dog can be barking anywhere around the room, but within a few short paces, I'm going to be heard, I'm going to be listened to, I'm going to be attended to. So it's sort of like just a little extra reach, just a little extra concession. So they're reminding all of us to prioritize that light that is to be given, because that light that we give to ourselves, as we will prioritize that assurance, that brings forth our self-evidence. In other words, that brings forth our heavenly value, our heavenly positioning, our heavenly requirement. And that requirement is very, very strong right now, because the way that we're going to pass, the way that we're going to leave the conflict and the friction and like the eternal battle, and that's the whole point, it's just a lot of polarization, a lot of division. The way we leave that is by returning to our light and returning to our highest known and returning to our highest gaze. So as you will allow yourselves to travel, so the traveling, remember, we're traveling in frequency, we're traveling in delight, we're traveling in attunement, we're traveling in upgrade exposure. So that upgrade exposure, you go to a hotel or a plane ride or whatever, and it's like, well, you've been upgraded, and you're like, yay. So this is what we're doing. We're receiving, we're traveling, we're upgrading, we're attuning. So we want to remember this attunement is coming for our heart's advantage, and this attunement is always by our side. So we're the ones sort of directing traffic right now in terms of having that conscious application to steer ourselves properly. So the more that we remember that we're always at love's advantage, so we want to think of our higher self, our divine self, our Christ self, all of the beautiful counsels of light, all the beautiful masters that, and our master selves that are in attendance, that are helping us to increase and multiply. So when I said increase and multiply, the energy that ran through me is so magnificent. So remember, we're creating through a vibrational association. So we want to create with the brightest frequency possible, the brightest light possible. And that is within reach. It's here for us with ease. So we really want to understand that, like, all of the support, all of the help, all of the kind gesturing here at a moment's notice, graduating us in sequencing gaze. So in other words, and again, and again, and again. So as we will tip the scales, is we will increase and multiply. So increase and multiply is I receive, but in order to receive, We have to give that higher voice, that higher notion, that higher gaze, our commitment. So our commitment, it's sort of like glory to God in the highest, or just think of an upgrade, like, do you want to commit to standing here just a moment and I will upgrade your hotel room, I will upgrade your seat. Like, why wouldn't we want that? So we really want to pay attention. We really want to honor that light. We don't want to just walk through our lives haphazardly, where let me just get through the day, let me get through my linear to-do list, checklist, whatever it is. Because at the end of the day, it's your vibrational awareness, it's your vibrational sequencing that's going to matter in terms of what presents, what occurs, what promotions you now qualify for. So all of us are being led to a golden harvest. In other words, we're moving into 5D. We're moving into a place of unity consciousness where everything is brought to us through love, through light. And so we're aligning with that power that is our birthright. It's who we are. So again, we've been functioning without it. We've been functioning out of victimization, old consciousness, separated consciousness. And so we want to remember that while we're busy like crossing off our list, that we're graduating steadily. So like throughout our day, they're saying like even, you know, whatever is most convenient for us, like maybe like on the top of the hour or every top of the hour, or every half hour, whatever feels most appropriate, or three times a day, but at minimum three times a day to take that moment to breathe and to assert your right for victory, meaning tuning towards your light, tuning towards your heavenly gesturing. Because these alignments, these offerings come easily, they're saying, to those that are duly devoted. So it's sort of like you're devoted. You're devoted most of the time. Why not be devoted all of the time? And so it's not about like 24/7, we're always going to attune to this, but if we can have some kind of, they're saying, just like structured reminders to bring us back to the light, to bring us back to our highest claim, to bring us back to our highest notion. That's where that increase can keep increasing and multiplying. And remember, it's like an exponential increase. It's not like, you know, 3 plus 3, it's like 3 times 3. And so we understand that we're on the move. And so they want us to remember to feel love justified. In other words, when you're committed to love, when you're committed to harmony, that love, that harmony embraces you, serves you, creates opportunities that would be like nearly impossible in the lower consensus. Because remember, what we're doing for our own selves, we're doing for the many. We're doing for the many. So we're all being urged. We're all being stirred. We're all being, they're saying like quantified, like we're all being guided to really be the embodiment of love, to be the embodiment of our I Am presence. And so those are words, or we've all like had all kinds of experiences with it. But what they're explaining is like we're opening up to that diamond self that has been really unheard of in the past, except for a handful of ascended, like they're saying, except for the lucky ones, except for the lucky ones, you know, we can rattle off their names. And so it kind of like blows our mind. We don't understand that we're all entitled, because like, how could that be? How could that be? Well, that can be because that's who you are. That's who you are. And so we're aligning with the truth of self. We're aligning with our grace. We're aligning with our they're saying like body double, but what they mean is like literally our ascended self. And so we all pledge that when we came into this incarnation, but of course we have the amnesia and we forget. So the more that we can they're saying, well, instead of forgetting, the more we can remember the more we can remember. And to really make it easy, it doesn't mean all of our circumstances are not necessarily easy. We all have our little story to tell. But what is easy is at a moment's glance of returning to our light. So again, when we started, it was sort of like, we're not starting until you clear your energy. And so it's like, okay, cleared. And so again, to just sort of recap, how we clear is really our gift of prophecy. In other words, what's our intention? And so we want to keep remembering our intention is to draw ourselves higher. Our intention is to look above. Our intention is to soar with delight. Our intention is to be one with our true gifting, with our true assembly, because the more that we can self-actualize, the more that we can start harmonizing with our precious gifting, in other words, our spiritual abilities, then again, we come into balance, we come in into grace, and then of course, we're able to steer others, we're able to guide others, whether we do that in a formal process, or we simply hold that example of not like being the light, being the peace. And so the more that we do that, we triumph. And it's almost like they're trying to advertise or something, the more we triumph. So how they're explaining it is when you're holding that higher consciousness, what's occurring in 3D isn't going to have as much of an effect, isn't going to have as much of a blow in terms of your own personal impact, because you're traveling mightily. So in other words, that consciousness, that energy of love provides in ways that the lower consciousness cannot. So again, it's like the more that we consent, the more we triumph, the more we attune, the more we adjust, the more we keep coming on board and surrendering, it's glory to God in the highest. And so glory to God in the highest is just wanting everyone to know their God self. So they don't have to use the word God, but it's like their spiritual self, their higher self, their Christ self, their wisdom self. And so again, instead of being in this polarized environment, instead of being in powerless, instead of all this old energy, it's sort of like we're aligning with the new template. So allow yourselves to receive and be blessed. So being blessed, when they're saying that, they're sort of like introducing a new concept. Many of us are just trying to get by. Well, if you can just get me out of the rabbit hole I fell in, I'll be a-okay. It doesn't even dawn on us that we can consider being blessed. But that's just the point. When we enter that unity consciousness, you move into a bliss state, because your heart, a threefold flame, is ignited where you're one with source. So it's sort of like how you feel when you fall in love. It feels so good because you're feeling your own source. So we think it's the other, it's us. And so just imagine holding that steadily, day after day, month after month, year after year. So from this accelerated standpoint, from this accelerated compensation, it's like all is increased and multiplied, because then you're giving yourselves the gift of prophecy. In other words, you're bringing forth manifestations of love, manifestations of grace, whether it's new ways of healing or new ways of conducting business or whatever it may be. It's here for all. It's here for all. So allow yourselves to be gifted. Allow yourselves heavenly treasure. So heavenly treasures, again, is a new consciousness from that new perspective, from that new outlook, from that new sense of convenience. And remember, they kept saying, it's simply easy. It's just, you know, like an outstretched hand that is offering you that quantum exchange. And so from that gifting, from that alert sequencing, we then start our page. We then start our day. So whether it's the morning, the midday, evening, whether it's every hour on the hour, we're remembering to stay gifted. We're remembering to stay in a light's appeal. So allow these energies to travel. What they mean by that is like, all, I don't know how to solve this, I don't know how to solve that, if only this would shift, whatever it is. So allow these energies to travel, where when we're holding that energy of the attunement of love, everything shifts to respond to it. So what wasn't convenient in the past suddenly becomes promising. Suddenly there's room. Suddenly there's a new job offering, whatever it is that's to our highest fashion, meaning our best and highest good. So allow yourself to be gifted, allow yourselves to receive. We're not earning to receive. So someone's like, well, I still haven't forgiven my, you know, make amends list or whatever it is. It's not an earning thing. It really has to do with the motivation. In English, it has to do with your heart. So when your heart's in the right place, it's wisdom erases karma. So there's some of us that are still, it's sort of like holding back. Like, well, I'm not worthy of it yet. You know, I haven't finished doing this yet, so I'm not worthy of it. So we want to remember, it's like once we remember our divinity, that's it. We are divinity in form. So there's nothing that's held back. There's nothing that's held back. We're already perfect. We're already devoted. We're already entitled. So remember, when you're holding back from yourself, you're still believing in separation. You're still believing in, well, I have to earn, I have to show, I have to demonstrate. It doesn't mean we don't have initiations, but it's when there's good to be given, it's very important that we allow that receptivity in the now moment, not when. When I finish, when. Because the more we can receive steadily, the faster we start increasing. And so remember, we're increasing not just for our benefit, but for the collective. So the more that we hold the light, the more the light is spoken through and through, meaning in the collective. So allow yourselves to be gifted. And then just notice, did you receive the gifting easily? Did you have to take a breath? Did you have to stop and pause and think about it? And without judgment, just sort of notice. And if there's space for increase, then allow that graciously. Allow that graciously. Allow that graciously. You wanted me to say that three times. Receive, receive, receive. So it is.